residents this morning after learning he'd been chosen as Vice President Harris's running mate. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is praising the vice president's choice.
He really understands not just urban metro issues, but rural Minnesota, and now has done a great job as governor.
Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, reacting.
This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy, and has proposed defunding the police just as Kamala Harris does.
Tropical storm Debbie is moving slowly over Georgia now, but could re-strengthen before moving further inland. Governor Brian Kemp.
The two models that we're watching, the best case scenario, we're going to get another 4 to 5 inches of rain on top of what we already had. The worst case scenario, we may have another up to 8 inches of rain. So unfortunately, I don't believe this storm is done with us yet.
Folks in South Carolina also preparing. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there.
Flooding is already starting to happen here, and some roadways have been shut down as a precaution. Much of the low country of South Carolina has already gotten about a foot of rain, and it's not expected to let up anytime soon, with up to 30 inches expected over the next few days.
9 people died when an overcrowded SUV lost control and landed in a canal in South Florida. Palm Beach County Fire Rescue Captain Tom Reyes.
I've been with the department for 20 years, and this is one of the most difficult scenes I've been on.
A 10th passenger's in the hospital. A development now in a high-profile shooting in Illinois.
The deputy sheriff who fatally shot Sonia Massey in her Springfield, Illinois home last month says he thought that when she unexpectedly said, quote, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," she intended to kill him. That's what Sean Grayson wrote in his field report on July 9th, 3 days after he shot Massey, a 36-year-old black woman who had called 911 for help.
That's CBS's Jim Kursula. This deputy is facing murder charges. B-girls and boys are gearing up for their Olympic debut in Paris now. Breakdancing, or breaking, is a new event this year. Jeffrey Lewis is on Team USA.
Breaking started from the streets, and for us to be here is... it's amazing. So that's one thing that I have to remind myself whenever I'm going through this whole process.
Your competition starts on Friday. Meantime, we've got track and field, boxing, and basketball today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha counties had a few power outages from last night's storms, while thousands were affected in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. We Energies attributes the outages to high winds, and they have crews working to restore power. Lamarian Blair, accused in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting, faces 4 new criminal charges after a jail fight in July. The incident involving Blair and another inmate was reportedly over money. The Kenosha County Board will vote on nominating Julia Robinson to fill the 5th District Supervisor position. It follows Brian Thomas's resignation. Robinson, a former city alder and current County Board of Health president, was selected from 7 applicants. National Night Out events are being held across Racine and Kenosha tonight. The events are meant to foster community police relationships. And Frontier Airlines is reducing routes from Milwaukee's Mitchell International. That's impacting flights to several destinations, including Orlando, Fort Myers, and Raleigh-Durham. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, and I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Hey, it's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Did you fall asleep listening to the storms last night? I know I did. Much cooler today and tonight than it's been. Look for a mostly cloudy sky tonight and early evening and a low of 63. Here are the Beatles.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Kurt.
Stuart J. Waddles popped his head into the studio. Now, last week, I think it was Friday, you and I were chatting about weird injuries we've had. You talked about a broken leg you had, and I chipped my front teeth running into a tetherball pole. And I know you heard this voicemail, but after we were talking about that, one of our listeners called and left us a voicemail, and I think he wins the prize.
I've been waiting 45 years to tell this story, and now you're talking about weird things that have happened. I just listened to the toothpick through the heel. My story was I sat 40-plus years ago on a fence that had a rusty nail, and it broke off in my butt.
Ooh. Did he just say he sat on a fence with a rusty nail and the nail broke off in his butt?
You heard him. Yes.
He wins. He or loses.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd imagine if you're not updated on your shots, you'd want to go get that taken care of.
Ugh.
Jeez.
He wins.
Yeah. Thanks. It shivers. Everybody's getting the shivers right now. I bet everybody listening.
Now, don't you kind of want to hear how it was resolved?
You know, at this point, Kurt, I think he's going to call back.
That's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry. I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
You love brownies? Who doesn't? Well, this week, O&H Danish Bakery is introducing their new brownie Kringle. Rich and decadent, O&H's sensational Kringle pastry has a delicious filling of their famous brownies. It's made even better topped with vanilla bean icing and sweet chocolate curls. You will absolutely love it. Brownie Kringle, a new Kringle creation from O&H Danish Bakery. Get one today at the O&H Danish Bakery store near you in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Vollman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be,
oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be, your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Elvis Presley, Teddy Bear on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. That song was one of the first true crossover hits. It not only did very well on the pop charts, but also on the R&B charts and the country charts, too. local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lamarion Blair already facing 49 charges for his alleged role in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting has been hit with four new felony charges. The new counts are from a July 5th altercation at the Racine County Jail, where Blair reportedly fought with another inmate over money. It brings Blair's total criminal charges to 53. Tonight is National Night Out. It's an annual event focused on enhancing community ties and police interaction. In Racine, events will be hosted at various locations, including cop houses and churches. Kenosha will join in the celebration at schools and the Shalom Center. At both, there will be food, music, and information about community resources. And there are less local options if Disney is a destination. Frontier Airlines is cutting routes at Mitchell, impacting travelers to Orlando, Fort Myers, Philadelphia, and Raleigh-Durham. The changes are part of a larger national reduction by the airline. Other carriers are still serving most of those routes from Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. It's keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
No time left for you.
the Guess Who in no time on WRJN. One of the original members of the Guess Who is Burton Cummings. He's going to be in Milwaukee next year. In fact, March 26th, he's going to be at the Pabst Theater with his band. If you want tickets, they are on sale now. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? In the history of Earth, there have been an estimated 117 billion of these. 117 billion of what? The answer? Human births. Here's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Who wants to buy?
Take a love from me, oh, I will.
The Temptations and Just My Imagination on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. So it was 10 years ago this week that Microsoft founder Bill Gates said that DVDs will be obsolete in 10 years at the latest. The billionaire said at the time, if you consider that nowadays we have to carry around film and music on little silver discs and stick them into the computer, it's ridiculous. These things can scratch or simply get lost. So it's been 10 years. Let's evaluate. Yeah, DVDs are sort of obsolete, aren't they?
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pride Power Chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Wherever I travel, I've learned that local knowledge is key to a great journey, but so is knowing the language. And that's where Rosetta Stone comes in. They're now offering a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages. You can dabble in French, try a little German, learn Japanese or Swedish, and you can now get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase and then learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Give up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now.
Neil Diamond on WRJN. For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Harris campaign just put a video out featuring the vice president's new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
My dad was in the Army, and with his encouragement, I joined the Army National Guard when I was 17. I served for 24 years.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on that big decision.
For Harris, he really had that mix of executive experience, legislative experience, 12 years in the U.S. House, plus a background as someone who is Minnesota nice, someone who she thought that she could work well with. I'm told they had a great rapport right from the start.
Republicans have called Walz extreme and have been critical about how he handled COVID and George Floyd's death in 2020. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, also slammed his record.
Tim Walz's